I mean, I think they're getting a top pairing defenseman. I think he'd be instantly the number one defenseman in the system. I think he might be one of the best defensemen, you know, projection wise, that they have, you know, in their group. I think Jake Sanderson has really popped. And I just had a conversation with a scout about him the other day, and you know, he's like, I think he's going to play, you know, 25 minutes a night at the NHL level for a long time. And I see that too. He is an incredibly explosive skater. He is very difficult to beat. He got, you know, I think he's been dogged a little bit because his numbers aren't as impressive, but they're really not that incompatible with Jacob Trouba's. They're a little lower than his at the National Team Development Program, and Trouba played on a much more offensively gifted team than Sanderson did. So I think that that's part of it. You know, that U18 team last year just didn't score a lot of goals, but one of the last events before everything shut down was the U18 Five Nations tournament in the Czech Republic, and Jake Sanderson tied for the tournament lead in scoring, and showed off more of those offensive skills. Like, I think if he's available at 10, that's the pick for me. If he's there, that's the guy I want, because I think that he kind of fills a need. He also has that potential to be a top pairing defenseman, and I think that could potentially be more valuable than a scoring winger. Could potentially be more valuable than a number two center. You know, I think those are the types of things that you talk about in the draft room, and you say, well, is he better? Is he going to be a better player than these guys? And then if he is, I think you take him. And so I don't think he's going to be there based on the conversations I've been having. I think that he's a guy that, as I mentioned, that he's challenging Jamie Drysdale to be the first defenseman off the board. Very fascinating to see, you know, what Ottawa does with their two picks. You know, there are other teams that, you know, have, like Anaheim could certainly use another defenseman in their system. You know, so those are the types of things where maybe he and Drysdale go back to back or go early. But I have really become impressed with Jake Sanderson and everything that he's done. And he was coached at the National Team Development Program by Nick Four, who's been there a long time as an assistant coach and runs the defense. And I asked him, like, where he compares to some of the other guys that he's coached, and he said he put him right up there with Charlie McAvoy, right up there with Noah Hanifin and Zach Werenski as among the best that he's worked with in terms of what he thinks he can be at the NHL level. And if that's an option for you, I think you got to be pretty excited about the potential of adding, you know, a potential number one defenseman. And I think that the more and more I watch Jake Sanderson, the more and more I believe that that's what he can be.